It is now 8:33. Welcome back to Quicksland this morning, and we're going to say hello to my friend and neighbor, Diane Richardson. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. You ordered the sunshine for us, right?
It's a beautiful day today. It's Walkabout Wednesday. It's going to be a great day.
Walkabout? I'm thinking Crocodile Hunter here.
Oh, well, I don't quite have that accent, but no, I think it's a little bit more fun than hunting crocodiles and alligators today.
All right, but it's a good day to walk around downtown and do some shopping.
It is. It's a great day for anybody to walk around. And, you know, I've noticed recently with the weather warming up and getting nicer, we have had a lot more walkers in the downtown area. Families walking, pushing strollers. We've had people walking their pets, just out strolling. And so I've even noticed it more so this year than in past years. So, yeah, it is a great time. The trees are beautiful right now. They're all bloomed out. And, yeah, it's just nice.
All right. We want to talk about some exciting things. And let's recap one first. And that's Piccadilly. How'd that go?
The Piccadilly for this year went great. We have not done one, or Main Street hasn't done one, in over 10 years. And so it was kind of restarting for some folks and recreating for some. But we had a fantastic time. We did it April the 6th. Moberly Motors was our host site for that event. And we've had a lot of people ask us, you know, how come you didn't do it downtown? Or was there any place downtown that you could do it? And I just want to make sure that people understand that our partners and investors and supporters come from all over our community, not just the downtown community. And so Moberly Motors and the Moberly Motors family out there was very gracious to let us use their facility, which is still brand new in my mind and absolutely beautiful. And so we really appreciate them opening up their doors for a couple of days for us. We had a lot of things to move out there and a lot of setup that we needed to do and tear down afterwards. But our goal was to make more than we did in past years and to have more people attend, and we accomplished both. And so we are looking at having another Piccadilly fundraiser of sorts, not next year, but the following year. So maybe every other year we'll do something. And those funds are used to enhance the marketing and advertising and promotional efforts of downtown. So if there's something going on in the downtown area, we want to just enhance that a little bit more and make sure more people know about it and just make it better.
All right, Diana, people have noticed some trees going in downtown. It's not their imagination, is it?
It's not, and I hope they have noticed, because we have some new trees over on Coates Street, which is fantastic. And again, I get to remind people that the downtown designated area and the community improvement district area includes a little over 15 square blocks of downtown. And so we've tried to do some enhancements for years, and so now we've got some funding and mechanisms that we're able to do that. And so thanks to Tom Sanders and the City of Moberly, who partnered with Mr. Briggs at 4 Acres Nursery. They were out digging some roots up and putting new trees in, and they're the perfect size. They're going to look great when they start to grow and bloom, and if anyone has seen the ones on Reed Street so far this spring, they are absolutely gorgeous. And so we are able to make some of those enhancements to Coates Street now. Won't be long, and we'll be putting some flowers in our flower barrels.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, we've tried to do a flower barrel project every year. And so we've got about 28 barrels on Reed Street that we're going to be planting before Mother's Day. And again, back to Coates Street, we're going to be putting some barrels on Coates Street too and planting as well over there. And so some great things. Again, I go back to the city and the Community Improvement District Board for seeing that need and wanting to make those improvements and expand that landscaping over into the Coates Street area. But even better than that, we have a lot of people who are volunteering this year to help get those flowers out. People with a better green thumb than myself to do that. So, Bob, if you've got a green thumb,
you're right.
You can join us.
You know, it reminds me of what a former economic development director told me back in the 90s. He said, curb appeal is so important in a community, isn't it?
It is. It's your front door. It's just like being at home. And so we look at downtown the same way. We want to be able to throw out the welcome mat, and not just to visitors that are coming into our community, but to our own community. We want the neighborhood to look good. We want downtown to look good. And if it's clean, which, again, we have a big effort now from citizens in our community that are taking the initiative to do a cleaning project in the downtown area and beyond. And so, to me, that all has generated some community pride. And it's really now up the bar for what we have to offer our community. And it really brings value, face value, to our community.
And one thing that's kind of neat, and Brian Crane, the city manager, mentioned it, with some of the resources starting to roll in, you're physically starting to see some things happen now, and that's exciting.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, a lot of folks have mentioned that they see more cars downtown. Now, where are these cars going? Well, we have more businesses now, more restaurants. We have other retail businesses. We've got some residential places that are being renovated, some construction going on with some of our buildings, and so people now are starting to really notice what's happening, and so we're taking notice of that too.
All right. I got to ask you, for my family's sake and others, when's the farmer's market coming back?
The farmer's market, the first day is going to be, opening day is going to be Thursday, May 23rd. There are some changes this year, so I'm glad that you asked that. We have been for the last 5 years in Depot Park. This year we're moving to the other end of Reed Street behind the post office. We're going to be utilizing Tanny Hill Park. So we're working with Parks and Recreation and have all of the dates scheduled. So it's every Thursday, 3:30 to 7 in Tanny Hill Park. There will be some new folks helping us with the market this year. We'll have some new vendors. And then the other thing that really excites me that we're coordinating with Farmers Market this year is a summer concert series, and it's called Tunes in Tanny Hill. And we have lined up several local artists, musicians, instrumentalists, vocalists, to just come and share their talent with us on Thursday evenings. And so we hope that people will bring their lawn chair and just kind of hang out with us. Tanny Hill Park is a great place. It's shaded. It's beautiful. It's a great little neighborhood park. And so we're really looking forward to those changes. So again, May 23rd, you know, winter was a long winter. I'm not sure how much the gardens are going to be producing early on. But please come and see what the market has in store. We will have some food trucks from time to time. We've got a couple scheduled already. So the farmer's market's just going to be something a little bit bigger and better this year.
Diane, how many vendors are you anticipating having on a weekly basis?
You know, we try to have anywhere between 6 and 10. We have a major vendor, so to speak. We have a partnership with the Correctional Center here. They have a gardening program that they utilize their space there. They have a greenhouse space and an acreage space. And so we're able to purchase through donations seeds and plant starts and things like that for them to grow for us. And so they grow lots of vegetation for us. And in fact, last year was a record year for us. They donated over 9,000 pounds of produce, yes, to us at varying things. And so that's our major vendor, so to speak, for the market. And we typically fill up a bag, or we have people that come and can fill up a bag and make a donation. We're not selling that produce because it's a great grant opportunity and a great learning opportunity for us. So on top of that, we have some soap and natural body product vendors. We've got someone this year interested in selling eggs at the market, which is always popular, and some different things that we've not had before. So I'm going to say this year, with some transitioning, we may have 6 additional vendors on a regular basis.
I know one thing that was really cool, and you know, we left here for 9 years, went to Indiana, in a town this size that had a farmer's market, and what was always cool, you go up there each and every week, you could find something new every week.
The vendors change every week. One week it might be 6 of a, you know, one, and you won't see them the next time. And so what's really nice, though, is that we get to pull in not just from the Randolph County area, but the surrounding counties to us as well. And so we've got some visitors that come into town every week and stick around in the community as well. They partner together. You know, some of them that may have goat's milk that's used for soaps and products, well, then they may meet up with somebody that actually makes those products, and then they can utilize their items with each other. And so it's kind of nice to see those partnerships develop. We also have an opportunity to partner with the CSA, who delivers on a weekly basis, and they do some items, mostly leafy greens and vegetables like that, some root vegetables that other vendors don't do. And so we're able to partner with those things as well.
All right, you ready for a challenge?
I hope.
All right.
You know me.
One thing that was really cool that I got to get at a farmer's market is really hot and spicy peppers. So if you can find anyone that would bring them, well, we're talking ghost peppers here.
Okay.
We're talking the real man versus food kind of stuff.
We need to have a challenge at the market.
Oh, I'm up for it. You get that done, I'll be there.
I'm on it.
All right. Hey, if someone's interested in participating, what do they need to do?
For the market, really the simplest thing to do is to call the Main Street office, which is 263-5251. We'll be able to get you information about the market itself, being a vendor at the market, shopping at the market, or even if you or someone you know wants to share their talent with us, let us know, and we'll get you plugged into that schedule as well.
Well, there's something about music and being outdoors, isn't there?
It's nice to be at a live concert. And, you know, really, the farmers market has a number of benefits to our community. But music, to me, is the universal language. And it really opens up a lot of opportunity for people to gather, to feel comfortable, to communicate. And the market has really kind of been a social gathering place for us, too. So it just seemed a natural thing to kind of add that to the farmer's market.
Any chance of Diane Richardson singing for us at the farmer's market?
People don't want to hear that, Bob.
But it wouldn't work, would it?
We wouldn't have anybody there at all. The neighborhood would run me out. But we do have a lot of talent here, and I can't wait to hear them.
You know, we talk so much about the holidays and what that means to downtown merchants and that kind of thing. What about the summer season, too? Is that important?
Summer is very important. You know, there's a lot of people that travel in the summertime. And so, you know, we want to be able to pull those travelers off the highway if they're headed somewhere, you know, around here. We want to give them a reason to pull off and check things out. And so, of course, our community through the Chamber and the CID and Economic Development is really working hard to make our community more known to the Central Missouri area and beyond, and pull some people in. And it's really time to show off what we have here. And you know, for someone who's grown up here, like myself, and then left and came back, we really do have a lot of assets here. And I for one, take them for granted and just assume that everybody knows about them or, you know, has been there or wants to be there. And we really have a lot to be proud of here. And we really want to show that off.
And really, we want folks all along, let's call it the Highway 24 corridor, to make trips this way, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, our neighbors for us, and
vice versa, by the way.
Absolutely. There are a number of Main Street communities that are developing near us. Brunswick has a Main Street community now. If you've visited Brunswick lately, they're really making some strides over there, and it's really looking very nice in that community. And we partner with them on a number of things. Same thing in Paris. Same thing. They were on the news just recently that they had received a grant to work with Missouri Main Street for their community in Monroe City, Fayette, Glasgow, all of these areas around us. And so we can really turn that into a lot of day trips in our community. And so for us to have a relationship with those communities really works both directions for us.
And a lot of the communities, Moberly is one, have these, you want to call them niche shops in the downtown area that are so neat.
Absolutely. You know, I always say, you're not going to find what you find in downtown Moberly anywhere else. And so it's unique. Every downtown is unique. And we're very proud of the people who choose to put their businesses in downtown. And we welcome people who want to be a part of our downtown, because that's what is the character of downtown. It's the heart of the community. And yeah, we're ready to entertain and welcome people to downtown.
And you're right. It's exciting seeing a lot of the construction that's going on, too, isn't it?
It is. There are dumpsters and construction crews and people all over the place and delivery trucks. And so, yeah, it is great to see that.
All right. What's next for Main Street? What's your next big project?
Our next big project. Well, you know, the community is going to be gearing up for Railroad Days here in June. And right prior to that, correlating with that, is Big Bam. So we'll have the bicyclists back through the community. And we really enjoyed having them in downtown a couple of years ago. And so we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, we're looking to fall. That's our busiest time of the year, where we start gearing up for sidewalk sale days, trick-or-treat trail, Small Business Saturday, all of those things through the holidays. So we've got a little bit of downtime to start planning for those things, but there never really is downtime.
All right, don't tell your husband this, but it'll only be a few more months, and we're going to be talking about the need for back-to-school shopping, won't we?
We will, and that's the big focus, really, of the sidewalk sale, is to give everybody a chance to look for some last minute summer deals and kind of get ready for the school year. So we've got something big in store for sidewalk sale this year.
She's blushing and isn't going to tell me what it is. Are you?
Not today. Sorry, Bob. Nice try.
What was that you were mentioning? So when's the big reveal for whatever this is?
Give us a couple months. Let us get past Railroad Days. You know, we have Railroad Days for us is a fundraiser time for us, but it is a fun time for us. We have lots of people downtown for 3 days, and we do our big breakfast on that Saturday morning of Railroad Days. And so I'll put a plug in now. We really enjoy people coming down and just relaxing and spending some time with us and enjoying breakfast. Most of our board shows up to help with that in some way, shape, or form. And so it's kind of a team building exercise for us too, and we really do look forward to it.
Okay, I'll let you do the good PR thing as we wrap up. Do you have a good board to work with, Diane?
Our board is great. Some of them have been on there for years. Some of them are new. It's a great mix of people. We meet monthly. In fact, our monthly meeting is tomorrow. And so every one of our committees has a chance to give us a report on what's going on, and they've been busy. They've been busy.
Do you feed your board? That's how to make a happy board.
Oh, don't start spreading that around.
I remember I used to run a board. I get that.
Food helps.
You need to bring food. All right. Hey, Diane, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Diane Richardson from Main Street Moberly. She's been our guest today on Quicksland this morning.